For Lisa and George Neal, Plan A was to retire. But things happen, right? Especially to one's 401ks. You have to stay flexible. So the Neals decided, when Plan A suddenly became impossible, they would move to Plan B, which for them meant they would open a spacious, inviting music venue in tiny Broadway, Virginia.
So the backstory of Plan B is that my husband and I bought this farm in Folks Run about 7 years ago, 68 acres. We bought a little more now, so it's 89 acres. Just gorgeous. And we loved it, and we were going there on the weekends, but we were thinking that we wouldn't retire for quite a while.
Going there from?
Northern Virginia.
Okay.
So I was working at NIH as a geneticist. He was working for a .org that helped HUD to quality assure mobile homes so they didn't fall apart when the people got in them. And my son was in high school, and we were just working away, going out every weekend and loving it. And then we had a series of unfortunate events. Well, a fortunate event was that my son actually graduated from high school. That was good. But then we had a series of parent loss. Within 30 days, we had almost no parents left. My mother was still alive, but my father died September 6th of 2009. September 24th of 2009, my father-in-law died suddenly. Hmm. And then 4 days later, a dear friend and neighbor who was really in the pink of health as near as anybody could make out was found dead in her home. And we said, that's it. The life is too short. We are not going to stay here in this rat race. We're just going to go out there and live. Well, I really couldn't retire right at that moment. So George did, and he basically moved out there, and I switched my position at NIH. They were incredibly gracious and was able to work 3 days a week there and spend 4 days at the farm. So that's what we did. And right in the middle of all of that, we kept watching our 401k disappear and dwindle. And, you know, you'd hear on the news that such and such had tanked. And then you'd go to your little website and go, oh, I lost $15,000 overnight. And, you know, we're not money motivated, but it was really hard to wake up and be that much poorer when it took that long to save it and build it. And we did everything everybody told us and how much you should put away and how much you should do this and what you should make, do the makeup stuff. And, oh, you're coming to the end. You got to move it to here. We did everything. And it just kept tanking. So we weren't really in danger, but we were, you know, I mean, it really colored your day. The whole day was like, I lost $15,000. I didn't get to buy anything. I didn't have any fun. It's just gone. Somebody else had fun with my money. So we had a few days like that, you know. Oh, we got back $3,000. Wait, we lost another $8,000. Oh, you know. And it was frustrating. We didn't like it. So we were egging each other on, driving to Harrisonburg probably to go grocery shopping. And we said, oh, I just can't stand it. This is just too hard. Up and down and up and down. I don't want to be depressed about money. I hate the way this feels. And you know what we like? We like real estate. That's what we like, real estate. You can touch it. You can feel it. And as we were driving.
And you can live in it.
You can live. You can eat the dirt. You can see where your money is. You know, and they don't make any. You know what Will Rogers said? They don't make it anymore. And this is, we like real estate. And as we were just like revving each other up with this notion of how much we like real estate, we happened to drive past 202 North Main Street in Broadway. And it was, there was a big for sale sign. And so George, I remember he like reached into his pocket and pulled off his clip and cell phone. He handed it to me, said, call that number. I put it in. I called that number. And I said, we're interested in the building at 202 North Main Street. And we'd like to see it.
Wait a minute. Let's describe in case there's any poor souls out there who have never been to Broadway, Virginia.
Oh, I would be so sad for them.
Yes. They've missed a lot. And one of the things they've missed is 202. So can you describe
it? So 202 North Main Street is a 1920s building that's had the front changed around a bit. So it looks like a 1950s building if you don't look up. But it's a brick building with a shiny, well, now it's shiny, but with a metal roof and huge picture windows. And it's just a huge 10,000 square foot building built on a hill. So there's a main floor and then there's another floor underneath it. And it has been so many things in the history of this area. It started out life as a carriage and trade building, and they built it for that. And so there are 13 inches of concrete between the first floor and the second floor. The railroad was there to start with, and so I guess they just would dump the car and carriage parts off, and they'd haul them into the basement, and they'd assemble on this heavy concrete floor. They'd assemble them, and then they'd turn them around and drive them upstairs. We have not met anybody yet who has said, my father got his carriage from this place, but we know that it was that. We have met a lot of people, elderly people, who have come in and said, I used to go to the movies here, because the next thing it was the Broadway movie theater. And we even have a picture of it in the 40s. And it had a real marquee and a real ticket counter with a lady behind the booth. And in fact, the lady who was behind the booth was the mother of a young woman who's not quite the spring chicken she was anymore, but who met her future mate, and they come in every Saturday to have coffee now at Plan B and reminisce about when it was a movie theater, and there was a balcony, and there was, I can't quite figure out how the balcony works, but if you climb up the little ladder in the little closet behind the bakery case, and then you have to crawl on your belly, this is the part I'm not quite sure how it used to work, but you crawl on your belly for about 10 feet, and then there's a little set of stairs. And you go up the little set of stairs, and there's the projection room. And you can see the windows for the projection room up there and on the front of the building. And when we got there, there was the old marquee sign stand, and there was a couple of old reel-to-reel, you know, rusted out on the floor, and some pieces of poster. And that's all that's up there now. So after it was the movie theater, and I understand everyone who was anyone went to that movie theater, and that the kids got there by following the railroad track from Timberville. So their parents would let them come. All they had to do was stay near the railroad track, and they could get there and back. After that, it became a roller skating rink. And when it was a roller skating rink...
In Broadway.
And many more people come and say, see that mark on your floor? That's from where I fell when I was chasing so-and-so on my roller skates. And the marks are still there. I mean, we did have the floor redone, but some of those guys gouged them pretty good. And it's a beautiful floor. It's, I think it's beach, and it's just stunning.
I was out there, I blush to say, for the first time. And you go in that building, and there's a sense of a lot of life has gone on in that building for a long time. And I like that prior occupation.
Oh, yes. It's definitely, it feels like the building is happy.
It does. That
it's being used again.
Yeah.
We had some great surprises.
Wait a minute. I'm going to now yank you back to your calling on the cell phone and saying to the realtor, we want to look at this building.
Oh, my God. So they hurried down to show us, Butch Stroderman, actually, it was his building, and he opened the doors, and George and I walked in, and now George is a professional engineer who has spent the last 26 years, he's originally a mining engineer, but spent the last 26 or so years looking at buildings, seeing how they're put together and making sure they're put together well. And I'm a geneticist, but I grew up in a very artful home. And light was always something that was
important,
very important and very desirable. And we both walked in, and I truly felt both of our souls flying out of our bodies in that building.
But did you have a clue what you were going to do in this building?
No.
Okay, you just liked the building?
We liked the building.
It was real estate.
Well, and you could feel it. And you would know where your money was going. And by God, we do. But, we did have a notion. We'd been in and around the area long enough to say, there's nothing for anybody to do here. You know, it's, and we did do a little market research when we said, oh, we love this building. George kept going, you couldn't build a building like this for under $5 million. It got bigger each time he said $20 million.
It's still getting bigger.
And I kept going, the light, what a great place, the light. Now, so then we said, well, what do you want to do? If we bought this building, what would we do with it? I mean, they hadn't rented it in 3 years. Obviously, people weren't banging the doors down to use this building. And it was a little dreary in there. There was 1970s paneling left over from its incarnation as a 1970s furniture room. And it was, and the ceiling had been lowered and you know, kind of icky, 1970s icky. But we could tell it was beautiful.
The bones
underneath.
Were good.
But she had good bones.
Yep.
There was no bathroom. Turns out, no, there was. There was a toilet downstairs, but there was no bathroom.
No bathroom. Okay.
No. There were many things missing. But we loved it. And we said, well, you know, what should we do with this? Well, we had several ideas. We wanted to have a teen center, and we still do, but we decided we would start with something that we really liked. So we said, well, what do we really like? Well, we love music. We especially love acoustic music. And there was this place that I used to go to in college called Judges and Spares. And it was way across.
Now, where is this?
We should probably do this one off.
All right.
UC Berkeley in the 6th.
You put that on the microphone. Where'd you go to college, girl?
I went to UC Berkeley, and this place was very out of the way. I mean, you had to go. It was near the big prison out there near Richmond. Mm-hmm. It was called Judges and Spares. You had to cross the Richmond Bridge, and all they had was two soups a day and a salad and a classical guitarist and wine. I don't even think they had beer. And we just loved going there.
Yep.
And that classical guitarist was fantastic. And it wasn't like I wasn't listening to everybody else who was popular then, but it was just a special place. So that's a place that I've always thought about all these many years.
Mm-hmm.
But the place that George and I like to go to when we were dating, and even after we were married, because we're a fun couple, is Jam and Java in Vienna, Virginia.
Okay.
And Jam and Java is a little coffee shop in front. And then there's a narrow place, and then it opens up to the back where there's a nice room for listening to music. And all they have on their menu is espresso, beer and wine, nice salads, and three different kinds of chili a night, and some good desserts. Right? And I figured, you know, we both like to cook, George and I, but cooking at a restaurant, we knew that that was going to be not something that we really were prepared to do. But we were prepared to have a nice limited menu. And whenever we went to Jam and Java, I always had chili and I always had a salad and I always had a glass of wine. And I heard great music in a nice, intimate atmosphere with the tables right up front. I mean, if you wanted to sit right there and look at the performer's nostrils, you really could if you got there early enough. And so that was sort of what we might. And so we like to eat and we like to listen to music. That seemed to qualify us to open a cafe. So that's what we did.
Works for me. Now, tell me what Plan B is to you.
To us, Plan B is a community space where everyone is welcome, where respect and kindness are the environment that they'll find, where the food is good, where there are as few preservatives and additives as we can possibly have, and everything is fresh, and it's a great place to listen to music. That's what it's supposed to be.
I'm gonna take you to my special place. It's a place that you, like no one else I know, might appreciate.
You'll find a link to the Plan B Broadway website on the Spark page at WMRA.org.